You're listening to Food Integrity Now with your host, Carol Gravet. Hello and welcome to Food Integrity Now. I'm Carol Gravet, your host today. At Food Integrity Now, we envision a healthy, sustainable world. A world where our food is nourishing and our mind, body, and spirit can thrive. If you share this vision, go to our website and join us. My guest today is Ed Fallon. Ed served in the Iowa legislature for 14 years before running unsuccessfully for governor in U.S. Congress. He has been a talk show host since 2009, and he is presently organizing the Great March for Climate Action. Ed, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Carol.
Well, I'm excited to have you on the show because I want to learn more about this climate march, the Great March for Climate Change.
Yes, back in February, the idea came to me. I've been trying to find the right thing that I could do to make a difference on this climate crisis. And I've been trying to do a lot through my talk show, through my political work, through the way I live. But I came on this idea that combined my political work with my previous experience organizing the Great Peace March back in 1986, and I just realized that it was a perfect thing to do at this time, and I realized too there would be a lot of other people that would find this a very valuable tool for helping to move the conversation forward on the climate crisis.
Wonderful. So let's start at the very beginning. Some people may or may not know about what kind of a climate crisis we're in. So what are the key issues?
Well, we're very broad in terms of what we look at. I mean, the scientific evidence is out there. I know there's still a little bit of debate on the fringes, but the vast body of climate scientists, 97%, are saying we've got a major crisis on our hands that is caused largely by human activity, and we've got to address it immediately. Actually, we should have been taking this much more seriously 20 years ago, but the sooner we get serious about this, the better. And our message is simply, it's not political, it's not partisan, we're not blaming anyone. We're saying, look, we've got a crisis, we have to all get together and do something about it, personally and collectively through our legislative chambers, through Congress, through other systems of decision-making, and not just government, but business as well. Businesses also have to step forward and begin to take seriously our collective responsibility to do something about this crisis.
Okay, so what is the mission statement of your movement here?
Well, the Great March for Climate Action is focused on again, trying to create an 8-month-long event where people come forward from all across the country. Right now we have marchers from 37 states and 6 foreign countries. And to do this, to commit to walking 14 to 15 miles a day for 8 months, for 246 days, it's a huge commitment. It's a huge sacrifice. People are giving up jobs, deferring school, taking great financial sacrifices to do this. We know it's also going to be a fascinating adventure. There's no doubt about that. But this is a big commitment. A lot of sacrifices are being made. And that is kind of our way of getting people to think about, yeah, we all need to be making a big commitment if we're going to get our arms around this climate crisis. And so, while we're out walking, we want that very basic activity of walking across the country. We want that to get people's attention. And then we want them to notice how we're doing it, how we're feeding ourselves. We're going to be relying on as much local food as possible. We're going to be cooking some of it in a mobile kitchen unit, but also using parabolic solar cookers that have been donated by Cantina West in Utah. We're also going to be using environmentally friendly porta-potties designed by a company also in Utah called EcoCommode. They're donating the labor for those porta-potties. And we're also going to be using a mobile wind generating unit that's being donated by a company here in Iowa, anemometry specialists. So basically we're going to be trying to live that change that we want to see happen in the world. And it'll be a fascinating opportunity for people to come out and see the kinds of innovative technologies, the kind of sustainable lifestyle choices that can be made as we move forward to try to address the climate crisis.
Wonderful. In addition to just the educational portion of doing something like this and getting the media attention and stuff, you're actually going to be
able to show people how they can do things differently by using all these different ways of cooking and composting and you know, you mentioned instead of a porta potty, it's an
eco commode.
Eco commode, okay.
Yeah, it's you know, I never realized how polluting the conventional porta potty was. But I've learned, and I know there's an alternative, and it's a really good alternative, affordable, and again, very environmentally friendly, and in some ways more portable than a porta potty, the standard porta potty. Oh, and I should also mention a business in El Mirage, Arizona, near Phoenix, called Sun Harvest Solar and Electrical. This is a company that has some great innovative technologies relevant to solar power. And they're one of our partners as well. And we have people donating trailers. We have a couple in Missouri who are donating a 3/4-ton pickup that's entirely fueled by vegetable oil.
Wow.
You know, these aren't just crazy out on the fringe ideas. These are hardcore innovative technologies that are working that can again not just move us beyond the climate crisis, but also create some real economic opportunities for people who are innovative, creative, and want to get in and build on what's already being established.
So logistically, this sounds like it could be a huge undertaking. Has it been difficult to figure out how you're going to go from state to state walking and where you're going to get your food? And has it been difficult, Ed?
I can't even begin to tell you how difficult it was. I knew it would be a challenge. I mean, I ran for governor back in 2006. I did well. You know, I raised $500,000 when I did that. I also ran for the U.S. Congress. I tell you, this is bigger. This is more challenging. There are more moving parts to this than there is to a statewide campaign or a campaign for, you know, for federal office. It is a massive undertaking. And I'm really thrilled to have such a great group of people coming together. We have 8 full-time staff, one in California, one in Arizona. We're actually 9. We're soon to hire somebody in New Mexico, and then next we'll be hiring somebody in Colorado. And then we have a core staff of 6 working here in Des Moines. 4 of us are going to be going on the march. The other 2 will stay behind and take care of stuff in the office. But everybody's just working hard, and we have lots of volunteers. And the marchers themselves, we have 222 marchers. And a lot of them are doing a great job at fundraising and helping to find equipment. We have one gal working on putting together a mobile mobile medical unit. That was an interesting slip.
Yeah.
So we will not have any military presence accompanying us, at least not by choice. And we're relying on an awful lot of good people who are contributing financially, volunteering, and just helping to move some of the innovations that we're showcasing on, you know, forward as well.
So are you still open to having more marchers?
Absolutely. We have a handful from Colorado. Again, 37 states are represented.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to have somebody from every state. We'd love to have, the original conception was 1,000 marchers. I got to tell you, I'm a little relieved that we aren't there yet. I think... just managing logistics for the 222 marches we have is challenging enough. But I do think that as we get our feet on the ground, test the systems that we're going to be operating with, it'll be easier to add more people and more technology to support the additional marches.
Okay, so you have 37 states represented, correct?
Yes, and 6 foreign countries.
Okay, so... do you mind sharing with us what states aren't represented yet?
I'm doing this from memory. We have a map on our website. The website is climatemarch.org, and there's a map that shows which states have how many marchers. There's Louisiana, Alabama. We don't have anybody from those states yet, or West Virginia, or Hawaii. We have a couple from Alaska. And I don't think we have anybody from Utah, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. It's kind of a cluster of states just north of Colorado that are not yet represented. But every state along the march route itself has sending people to the march.
Well, the reason I ask that question is because I'm kind of putting a challenge out there to our listeners. We have listeners all over the world, and we'd like to see every state represented in this. So if you want to go to climatemarch.org and check out the map and find out if your state is being represented. And if not, why not take a little challenge and join in here?
Well, and even if it is represented, we'd still love to have more marchers. I mean, actually, the state that has the most marchers so far is Iowa, and that's, you know, partly because we're based here. But I think California might be a close second. But we'd love to have more marchers from all over the country. And again, we welcome people from other countries as well. We just had 5 marchers from Bangladesh sign up.
That's a country
that's very, very affected by the climate models that are likely to happen. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pain in Bangladesh if something is not done.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about logistics. Can you talk about where you're starting and kind of the areas where you'll be going? I'm sure some of our listeners would be curious, because even if they can't join in the march, maybe they can come support you going. Are you going? You're going to be tracking where you are, obviously, on your website.
Yeah, and many marchers will be blogging on a daily basis. I'll be blogging for the Des Moines Register and also for my own talk show, The Fallon Forum. So there'll be lots of opportunities to keep abreast of the march as a whole and to keep track of individual stories coming out of the march. We start in Los Angeles on March 1st, the same day as the Great Peace March started, from the same location back in 1986. And then we end in Washington, D.C. on November 1st, just before the midterm election. And, you know, we go through Phoenix, Arizona, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Taos, New Mexico, and then up into Colorado Springs, Denver, and then across Nebraska through Lincoln to Omaha, through Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa City, Davenport, and then through Chicago, across northern Ohio, Toledo, Cleveland, and then down through Pittsburgh into Hagerstown and then into Washington, D.C. And we have the exact starting point in L.A. is the Port of Los Angeles. And there's a reason for that. We have a coalition of about 100 organizations in Southern California that are working with us on making the start of this a really, really big event. The reason we're starting there is because that is an area of primary concern to climate advocates in California, because there's an oil refinery there, and there is discussion about radically increasing the amount of oil being refined at that facility. And that's the exact opposite direction we need to be going. If we're taking the climate crisis serious, we've got to cut back on fossil fuel, not increase production, not increase refining. So we start there for a reason. Part of the opening event involves a ceremony provided by the Native American community. We'll have a press conference, a rally, and there will also be a children's march. A coalition of kids, which is pretty exciting, is going to join us for the first 2 or 3 miles of the march.
Wonderful.
The first day itself is 17 and a half miles. I'm a little nervous about that personally. That's I've only done that distance a couple times, and so we'll see how challenging that is for our marching community, but it's a big day. We'll finish the first day at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles.
Okay, and as you travel throughout the country with your message, how do you need assistance? What can our listeners do other than be actively involved in the march? What can they do to support you?
Well, first and foremost, we want more people to march. If you can march for a day, a week, a month, the entire thing, we are still looking for marchers. Marchers have to fill out an application. We want to make sure that people are committed to nonviolence, that they're committed to focusing on the climate issue, that they understand we have a democratic system of internal governance we're setting up. We want people to understand the importance of participating, not just as a marcher, but also helping out with cooking or cleaning or whatever chores that we need to do collectively around the camp. So we want marchers more than anything. But you know, a close second of that, this is expensive. It's really costly to pull this off. We've already raised about $200,000, and we have a long ways to go. We have a budget of probably $2 million at this point. When you think about buying food, and again, we really want to support local farmers. So we're encouraging people, and you've got a Food Integrity now has a great network of people who understand the importance of local food. And if there are farms, you know, that are within 20, 30, 40 miles of the march route, we'd love to talk with them about buying food when we go through that area. But, you know, that all takes money. I mean, some of it will be donated. We've already had some really excellent donations, but we certainly need cash donations as well. That's going to make a big difference, as well as everything else we need to do. So.
Okay, and again, if they want to donate, they can go to climatemarch.org.
Right, there's a donate button and online and offline options.
Okay, so. And what is...
And they can all,
go ahead.
They can also sponsor individual marchers. Each marcher is challenged to raise $20 a day to help cover their costs. And so if they want to sponsor a particular marcher, that's fine as well. If they want to sponsor a piece of equipment, we offer the opportunity for businesses and organizations to have their name on that equipment if they're able to sponsor it. Now, we wouldn't just do that for any business. You know, we're not asking Walmart to do that. you've got to be a business that is focused in some way on trying to do the right thing, on trying to move the discussion forward toward the toward solutions.
Okay, great. Well, it seems like there are many ways that folks out there can get involved. And what is the name of your Facebook page so people can check you out there?
Simply Great March for Climate Action.
Okay. And you have...
Right now we have a T-shirt contest going on. This is a way to have some fun, but also help promote the effort. We're providing a solar phone charger. It's worth about $175. It's been donated by a business called Solar Juice, and we're going to give that to the T-shirt contest winner. So people can also find information about that on our website and on our Facebook page.
Okay, great. Well, this sounds like a wonderful event and quite an undertaking, Ed. So one thing that I would like to offer you is I would love to interview you again, maybe halfway through.
Right.
You know, maybe
halfway through
would be Colorado Springs, you're thinking?
That puts me well. It's a little bit further east of Colorado Springs, but we'll be there in mid-June.
Okay, and we can figure out. Since we're Colorado-based, we can figure out how to make that happen. But I'm sure this is
going
to be quite an educational endeavor plus quite an adventure.
It is. It already has been. And the real adventure begins in about a month.
That's wonderful. And once again, would you just give out your website so we can leave people with that and have them go and get involved?
Right. ClimateMarch.org, www.climatemarch.org is our website. Our Facebook page is simply Great March for Climate Action, and there's lots of opportunities to get involved in many different ways on both of those sites.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ed Fallon, for organizing this wonderful event, and we will stay tuned, and we will follow you along the way, and we wish you luck on this wonderful endeavor to heighten the awareness of what we're doing to our climate and how we can make a change.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, thank you.